This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North State Public Radio and the North Valley Community Foundation. I'm Alexa Benson Valvanis, President and CEO. We're here to share stories by people of the North State who are engaged personally in solving a community challenge.
The teacher called her up and said, What's happening here? You actually filled out all the answers and they're all right. And she said, well, and I won't say the name of our tutor. She said the name of her tutor makes me want to try. So my name is Rory Rotschalk, and I'm here today representing the Reading Pals program. I went to visit the then assistant superintendent of schools. I told him I'd like to join the citizen group that was helping them with their reading program and things, and he looked at me and said, well, we don't have one of those. So Reading Pals is trying to address the issue of almost 40% of our school-age children are not able to read at grade level by the time they reach third grade, and then that gap continues to widen until they get to junior high. And then by junior high, when you need to be pretty much self-motivated, they are so far behind it's difficult to expect success. So in comes the community with a program, and our idea with Reading Pals was to develop a model or a place where citizens could easily touch a student one-on-one, take all the work out of it for the citizen. All they have to do is show up. The room is ready. The tables are ready. The material is ready. There's a teacher in the room to just watch over things. All the citizen has to do is show up. And then that's all we're asking them to do. In a one-hour segment, they'll meet with two kids, half an hour each, and that child will meet with them twice a week. The message we are trying to communicate to these students is you have what it takes to be a good reader. That is the message we are trying to get into their heads as little kids. Once they decide that they're not stupid or incapable or something like that, whatever word they would use, once they decide that maybe I do have what it takes and they start to try, it is amazing what happens, and that is the reason that the metrics for this program are so incredible. It's not that our citizens are reading tutors by training. They're just adults that care. But what the difference is the students are deciding to try, and that is why we've seen a skill level growth 3 times, and I'm just going to be conservative and leave it there, 3 times. What would happen without this intervention program. For me, the idea of a person living in independence or being capable of independent living, that's kind of the noble high point of the common human goal. And then to submit that freedom in the service of another, that's probably the deepest joy if you get right to it. Being a hero or helping rescue someone or something or some issue, that's probably one of the deepest joys of our human condition. You can become a Reading Pal or donate books by calling 891-1150.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good. North Valley Community Foundation exists to put your great ideas into action. Learn more and listen to previous shows at mynspr.org.